Joining us today, adult superstar, Miss Tara Patrick. Next on The Culture Catch. Today's podcast is brought to you by our friends at Ultimate Ears. For the finest in earbud technology, go to ultimateears.com. Joining me today on The Culture Catch, Miss Tara Patrick, one of the superstars of the adult industry and crossing over to the mainstream like mad these days. Tara, thank you for joining us on The Culture Catch today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You know, pornography has always been kind of the first tier of the entertainment genre to really make a new technology happen, like, you know, the VHS tape world, video on demand, and now the podcasting, the internet business. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that people are just reaching out for other ways to watch their porn. You know, I mean, I think the number one is people want privacy. You know, that's the number one request that I get. That's why the internet explosion was so big, because people were able to download porn at home or at their office. I know some of you do. And do it in the complete privacy of their own home rather than going to a video store, getting the typical video, tucking it under your arm, running out of the store, you know, putting a paper bag over your head.
And that's a good point. You know, at some point, maybe it was with the advent of the VHS tape and making it more personalized, we left this kind of raincoat mentality, you know, the old guys in the raincoats huddled around 42nd Street, you know, like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. And then allowing it to be more of an internalized or personalized, rather, private situation.
Well, and I will say also that it really helped the business in the sense to where, you know, women like me, or as they say, you know, the talent, we were able to open our own businesses. You know, having my own website, which clubtara.com is my personal website, where fans can actually interact with me and they can actually find out what the heck I'm doing, where I'm going, you know, what I'm doing next.
Well, there's no question the internet's democratized that. So you're your own gatekeeper. There's nobody that says, this
Absolutely.
Is what you're going to earn. You can really dictate the price of what your subscription is, your membership
Absolutely.
Fee, and really keep track of that. In the old days, you were kind of beholden to the powers that be. And,
right.
you know, in any industry, you have guys that aren't exactly the most forthcoming with information.
Right.
How much you really earned and how much you're actually getting on a paycheck.
Right, right.
You know, Camille Paglia once wrote that women are really actually more empowered in pornography than most feminists would ever give them credit. And she took a lot of heat for this. And as someone in this industry, you know, what are your thoughts?
It's absolutely true. I think especially today, you know, most people are getting familiar. I mean, they know Jenna Jameson. They know me, Tara Patrick. And we're basically women who are in charge of our own business. I don't feel exploited at all. In fact, I feel if there is any exploitation, it's me doing it to myself. But yes, most of the industry for many years was controlled by, you know, five Jewish men in the valley. Now women are the big players in the industry because we've smartened up and realized, hey, why aren't we making the money? We
right.
could be making the money for ourselves. We could own our own companies. We could do distribution. We could do it ourselves. Why not?
And it's such a huge business. How big is the business these days? Do you have any idea?
Billions.
Yeah.
Porn generates billions and billions of dollars. I'm told that only gambling makes more money
really?
Than porn.
And yet, you know, we have this kind of cloistered, puritanical
society.
Society has all of these mores, and yet everyone uses it.
Well, that's what always cracked me up, was that our children are playing Grand Theft Auto, yet heaven forbid someone sees Janet Jackson's nipple.
Right.
You know, shows like Family Guy, where they portray prostitutes and, you know, other women in a not-so-good light, are getting, you know, our children after school programming,
right,
versus, you know, heaven forbid, one of our children sees a breast,
right,
or sees a naked body.
Europeans laugh at us when they hear this stuff. They're just, you know, like even with Clinton's troubles, people are going, come on, you know, every president.
Give the guy a break.
Yeah, every president has a mistress, allegedly.
Sure.
You know, and or every power broker that be in the world has a pretty woman.
Absolutely.
You know, and yet, you know, we become so hung up with, God forbid, sexuality is stirring.
It's not okay. Yeah.
You know, it's in the okay DNA, but it's not okay. We have to restrict. What's the biggest misconception about the adult movie business in your estimate?
I think, you know, there's a few. I think definitely one is that, you know, we're all screwed up and that, you know, we only ended up here because we had no other options and there was nothing else that we could do, which is absolutely not true. I went to college. I have an education and a degree.
You're a nurse, your nursing degree, correct?
Yes, an RN. And I was actually led to the adult business by curiosity. I'd always had a fantasy about acting in an adult movie, and I made my fantasy reality, and I never looked back.
Please share that with us.
I never looked back. I posed for Playboy magazine. That's how I got into the business, and that soon led to Penthouse magazine, Hustler magazine. I was on the magazine circuit for about a full, almost 2 years, and then I got approached by a man named Andrew Blake, who makes erotic films, and he said, hey, I'd like you to star in my movie. And I never looked back after that. Opened my own company in 2003 with my husband, Evan Seinfeld.
Evan from Biohazard. If there are any Biohazard, if you don't know Tara's history and Evan's, you do now.
Yeah.
Biohazard was one of the old school New York bands that just defied every convention that the music industry could throw at them and
absolutely
yet thrived.
Yes, absolutely.
And as have you with conventional pop culture. You've
absolutely
thrived. What was it like when you first made that leap of faith, if you will?
Well, I always thought, why can't porn be mainstream? You know, I didn't understand when I first started working in the business. You know, like I said in the beginning, for me, it was fantasy. I wasn't really hung up on the money. I mean, the money was good, but I didn't definitely intend on making a career out of it. I thought, oh, I'll just do a couple magazines and movies. No one will know, and I'll go back to nursing. Well, anyway, that didn't work out, but...
Was it the voyeuristic aspects of it that were most exciting for you? Was it the danger? Was it, oh my God, I'm not supposed to do this, so I'm rebelling in some kind of way, or...
It was a combination of all that, but I think the more that I got into doing, you know, porn, the more I realized, hey, this is a good business to be in. I can make a lot of money doing this, and... I just had fun. I had a lot of fun. I traveled the world. I ended up, you know, in big, beautiful magazines, on the glossy pages of magazines, on the big silver screen. And, you know, my father told me, you know, I wasn't the line of work that I would have chose for you, but I'm very proud of you because you've managed to cross over and make porn appealing to many people.
Well, you're also very attractive, and I think there's always that stigma, like, you know, are these actors and actresses really the beautiful people of the world? You know, the
right
traditional movie stars might be the models, but
right
we've seen that now it's, you know, really it's shifted that mindset in your industry.
It's true. And, you know, I look at mainstream Hollywood, they try to emulate us. I mean, I see these girls, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, they dress like porn stars.
One of the things that I always wondered as someone who has an internet site is, how do you get somebody to resubscribe to your site after they've experienced you in many different facets and many different angles?
Well, the trick is to keep the content fresh. Absolutely. I refresh my content every week. And I think that, you know, my career has been, you know, since 2003, I opened my company. My husband, Evan, has taken over as my manager. So, you know, I've been on tour. I tour the world. My career just keeps going and going. I mean, this has been a career for me.
Right.
You know, I take this very seriously, and this just isn't my day job.
Right.
And I think that a lot of my fans, the reason why they do keep subscribing is I just keep them coming back for more.
Right.
I keep doing new things. I keep it fresh. I keep it exciting. And I truly do love what I do, and I think that translates across the camera, and it translates just across the board.
I wanted to ask you, do you fake it at all? Have you ever faked it? Do you have miserable porn experiences when you're on camera?
You know, I can honestly say truly from my heart that being in the adult industry has been a wild ride. It's been a lot of fun. I'm still here. I don't know why I'm saying it's been. But no, it's my, yeah. We're doing my behind the music right now. No, this has just been one amazing ride. I mean, it's so much fun. I don't know how long I'll keep going. A lot of people ask me, how long are you going to do this for? How long are you going to be around? And I always say, until they kick me out.
Really?
You know?
Do you see, envision yourself then being in power, becoming a director, becoming a, well, you're already producing and doing that anyway, and then give it, you know, finding the next wave of talent out there?
Absolutely. I'm looking for Baby Tara.
Baby Tara.
Baby Tara, are you out there? We're looking for Baby Tara. I have a contract girl that works exclusively for me. She's from Australia, Yasmin Taylor, and absolutely, I'm passing the torch.
Right.
And I'm giving her the opportunity to make a name for herself, because I truly believe that there is a new crop of girls and men that are coming into the adult industry that are going to pave the way, you know, for the future. I mean, when I started 5 years ago, the industry has changed so much in 5 years.
Right.
And I've only been around for 5 years.
Now, do you think MTV had a lot to do with that, and the whole rock and roll element? Rock and roll really embraced and helped make this a mainstream market, did it not? You know, when rockers started publicly saying, yes, I'm dating,
right,
you know, Jenna James, or I'm dating
Tracy Lords,
or whomever, you know, whomever it may be, right, and then that kind of gets ingrained into the subconscious of, you know, the popular culture, and they go, well, I guess it's all right, or, you know, it's acceptable.
Well, rock and porn definitely go together, like, you know, peanut butter
and
jelly.
Porn.
Yeah, rock and porn. It's definitely rock and porn. Rock stars and porn stars have always found their ways together, and that's just because we live the same type of life. You know,
right,
we're on the road, and, you know, our lives are parallel very similarly. But I definitely agree with you on that. I think so, absolutely. And I think that they are responsible partly for helping us cross over, you know, putting us in music videos and
album covers,
yeah, rock songs about us. Evan has yet to write a song about me, but
Evan, shame on
I know.
You better do it on the series, man.
Yeah, because there is no song out there called Tara.
Well,
there's a lot of name songs out there, but
guys,
no name Tara, yeah.
Yeah, subscribe to the site and start sending the MP3s, I guess. I don't know, maybe we'll create a deluge here. Who knows? Do you think AIDS has worked in making pornography more acceptable because of the voyeuristic aspects? You know, people want to practice safe sex, but it's safer to watch somebody else having great, crazy sex than to actually participate yourself.
Well, what I find these days is, you know, one out of three is female. I have a
really?
Very, very large female demographic, and couples as well, because I think that that's attributed to the fact that the type of actress I am and the type of porn that I do is very couple-friendly, very
right,
female-friendly. And although in some of my videos I do have wild sex, I think that, you know, people want to emulate that, you know, because, as my husband says, porn star is the new rock star, and
right,
everybody wants to be a porn star,
right,
especially in their own bedroom.
So have you done a legitimate coffee table book, your own, like Tara Patrick's sex tips?
That's coming in the works,
right,
actually,
okay,
yes.
Because, you know, some people are still intimidated by the whole, there's that mindset that, like, you know, it's all right for me to watch this, but, you know, I don't know if I could, you know, try something that I might.
Oh, no. I mean, I have women come up to me every day and say, I learned how to give a blowjob because of you.
Right.
Or, you know, my husband, that was a great position. My husband and I do that position all the time. I had a grandmother, actually. I was eating at my favorite Greek restaurant in Astoria, because I go there. I live in Long Island. And a grandmother, actually came up to me. She said, honey, she says, I'm so sorry to disturb you, but I could not go, you know, without knowing that I said hello to you. She said, I stay up and watch you all night. She says, my daughter is so embarrassed. And her daughter
really?
Was going, mother. You know, she was like behind her going, mother. And she said, I watch you. She says, I may be old, but I'm not dead yet. And so I thought that was great. It's nice to know that I've reached this broad demographic,
yeah, sure,
of people.
Certainly.
You know, it's cool. I mean, I'm my fans range from lawyers to doctors to teachers to students.
Well,
to,
we know men have no, you know, men are Vikings, let's face it. You know,
yeah.
Men will tell the biggest lie to say, hey, look, you know, what were you doing last night? You know? Like, well, I was out with the guy. No,
don't you want to know?
Yeah, exactly. Do you, so getting back to AIDS, as a nurse, obviously you approached a little bit differently, perhaps, than the average adult star might have, mm-hmm, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've lived with AIDS now for 25 plus years. We know that it's a devastating heterosexual disease, devastating continents in Africa and in parts of Asia. What share with the audience what it's like. You guys have rigorous testing.
Right.
I think there's a lot of misconceptions for the straight audience who may be listening to this interview or watching.
Right. Well, I will say that you're better off and safer having sex with an adult film star who's rigorously tested every month versus some guy you're just picking up in a bar. I mean, my girlfriends always used to say, I can't believe you do porn. What are the guys like? You know, have you ever caught anything? And no, I haven't. Knock on wood, in 6 years, I've never caught anything.
Right.
And I believe, I'm not 100% sure on this because I'm not a statistics, but I believe only since I've been in the industry, there's been 2 outbreaks. And the virus was brought into the industry from South America. No one in the industry was actually infected with HIV and passed it on that way. The AIDS was brought in to the industry from some workers that had worked in Brazil.
Wow.
So it's very safe. It's a very safe community. We're tested every 30 days, full STD panel as well, not just
really?
HIV. Yes. And Vivid, my sister company, and my company are condom-only companies. We do allow our performers to work without condoms if they choose to.
Work without a net.
Work without a net. Yeah, well, you know, it does hurt the sales. I mean,
it does.
Yeah. It does hurt the sales. Fans prefer to see, you know, the non-condom sex. And me personally, as a porn viewer, I prefer to see it without it as well. And I work without condoms. I work with my husband.
Now, you had retired, right? Sorry to interrupt you.
No, I didn't retire. What happened was I started in the industry in 1999, the end of 1999, and I worked until 2002. And when I met my husband, Evan, he was living in New York and I was from L.A., so I basically took the year off to start TerraVision, which was my company, because he was basically the only person that, you know, was helping me with the company. So I moved to New York. I didn't retire. I moved here to New York. And yes, I do live in New York. A lot of people ask me that. I see you in New York. Do you live there? Yes, I do live here. I'm bicoastal. And so I took the year off to open my offices in Studio City, California, start up the production company, get my contract girl. And so I didn't retire. Never.
But you convinced Evan to participate.
I convinced Evan. Actually,
or did he say, I want it? Did he volunteer?
You know, it was a hard decision because when he met me, you know, I was a porn star, and a lot of relationships I had been in before, you know, the men were like, oh, quit doing porn. I'll be your boyfriend. I'll support you. I'll take care of you.
We'll
and
have
I was
a
like,
family.
Yeah. And I was like, that's not what I want to do.
Right.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to settle down. So I knew that when I met Evan, who was a rock star, that I was hooking up with a guy who was okay with my past and who was okay with who I was. And he was the one who came to me and said, look, you're a huge star. You're going to continue to make money in movies for a long, long time. I'm not going to hold you back. I'll do porn with you. I'm really honored to be in his life, and I'm honored to be a mother.
Right.
And do I want more children? No, I don't. I love having my stepson, and I love the fact that I didn't have to do diapers.
But how would you make that leap of faith? How would you have that first sit down? Is it awkward? I don't mean to pry.
Oh, you mean when he's older? How will I tell him?
Yeah. How would you say
this is
what your mother does? This is what your father does?
Right. Well, he's a boy, which is
good.
He's
right there. 12.
Easier to talk to a boy, I think, than to a girl. You know, I really truly believe that, because, you know, many people ask me if I'm scared to tell him. I also have a brother and sister that are 12 and 13. So I'm very close to my family. You know, I think in today's society, it's a lot more acceptable to be in the position that Evan and I are in than, let's say, 10 years ago.
Right.
He's very proud of me and very proud of his father, and I don't think that it's going to be traumatic or negative to him because he sees us as entertainers and who we are. When will I tell him? You know, I'm not really sure because I don't know what the appropriate age is to tell him. Should I tell him when he brings up the birds and the bees? Or should I bring it up when kids at school say, hey, your mom was on the cover of FHM with her boobs out?
Maybe they're surfing the internet and they say, wow, you know, I found your mother and father and, you know, an uncompromising situation.
Right.
Probably tough because you want to buffer the child, but you also...
Absolutely. I can't just blatantly say, hey,
And how about your siblings?
This is what it is.
Yeah, do your siblings know?
They know that I do topless modeling. They know okay. that I'm a naked model.
Yeah. So your father's kind of buffered that.
Exactly.
Are you?
And they live in Idaho. Nothing happens in Idaho.
Lots of good, great skiing. Lots of great skiing. Are you guys religious or spiritual or a combination of both? Was there any kind of moral pressure on personally? Did you internalize? Did you feel guilt? Obviously, probably not, because you've embraced it and you've gone full steam ahead and you've become incredibly successful. But just the zeitgeist, that mindset, the ethos.
My mother is from Thailand, and my father's English. I'm half Thai and half English. And my parents met over in Vietnam. My dad was an army doctor. And my father is a free-loving hippie from the 60s.
Okay.
So I was raised, my name was actually going to be California, but he settled on Terra.
See, Tara's your real name, which is unusual in itself, isn't it not?
No, my real name's actually Linda.
Oh, Linda.
My birth given name is Linda.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, it's okay. My father raised me to, my mother's Buddhist.
Okay.
And my father is a very spiritual man. Didn't raise me religious, but raised me to think for myself. And I do believe in God, and my father believes in God. And
The laws of karma. The Buddhist law. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm really grateful for my upbringing, because a lot of people say, God, you must be pretty screwed up to get into porn. And my father didn't raise me that way.
Right.
I was raised, you know, I grew up on nude beaches and in Europe, and I'm a military brat.
Right.
So my upbringing was not the typical upbringing. And I do credit my upbringing with making me the free thinker that I am today. And I think that it definitely did probably lead me down this path, you know, a little less ordinary job that I have.
Okay, here's a fun question. Fluffers, urban myth or reality?
Well, it is reality. I think it's part urban myth, part reality. I know that on some of our bigger sets where they do like gangbangs and bukkakis, they have fluffers for the guys, because there's like 50 guys, so they definitely got to keep them going. But I actually did have my own personal fluffer.
You did?
On my movie, yes, I did. So, and if any girls want a fluff, yeah, and I'm like, it's great for me because it's less work,
right?
You know, so if I've got a fluffer there helping me out,
well, tell the audience who may not know what that experience is all about. I'm assuming that everyone knows, but you can't assume.
What kind of can I use all the language?
Yeah, of
course. Okay, I didn't know. Well, a fluffer is usually female, someone who gives oral sex because let's face it, Viagra doesn't always work. but yeah, it's definitely not a myth, and fluffers are really treasured, I think, in the industry. They really are. They definitely are by me, because like I said, it's less work.
There's a caste system in the adult
market,
unfortunately.
Exactly.
Some women like being the fluffer experience. Is this a stepping stone to the next level?
To the next big level. Well, actually, my fluffer, she was also the cook. Not only did she fluff, but she cooked at
wow.
the same time. So that's pretty amazing.
Right. So, Tara, I read that you had breast augmentation because you'd lost a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. Your breasts deflated, I guess. And you wanted to look good for the camera. So,
yeah.
You know, you had a breast augmentation.
Yeah.
But the rest of you appears to be all natural.
I am. Absolutely. You know, I haven't had any work.
We've seen train wrecks, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the girls, unfortunately, I guess, don't have people in their corner to say, you've gone too far, or
right.
maybe you should reconsider. Your natural beauty is fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm an advocate for plastic surgery, because I think that if it anything to enhance your appearance, I think go for it.
Right.
Absolutely. But I agree with you. I think that when it becomes a monstrosity, that's when you have to say, absolutely not. Because I have seen girls in the industry, and they started out really beautiful, and now it's 2006. And I can tell you, you know, personally, when I started in the industry 5 years ago up until now, my sexual performance has varied greatly. You know, when I first came in the industry, I was like this sort of shy girl, you know, who was like, I'm going to have sex on camera and I'm going to try all these new things. Now, you know, I have anal sex on film. I mean, I'm definitely a lot wilder. And I can say being in this industry, I grew a lot. I grew up a lot. I had to experience so many things on camera. My first experience ever with a woman in my whole life happened with Savannah Sampson in Terra, Terra, Terra.
You know, camera.
On camera.
With a set and with a bunch of people around.
And a gay director. So, you know, I mean, I definitely have grown a lot and put away a lot of my hang-ups.
But you say there's still performers in your industry that still maintain, they have hang-ups.
I think so, absolutely. Yeah.
And the stigma, do you think just their upbringing and the criticism they may get from their family or from the society?
Sure, and I will honestly say that I think that there is a certain amount of pain that's involved in being with this industry. I think that a lot of women that are drawn to this industry were abused or maybe were hurt or maybe, you know, decided that there's nothing, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I think that emotionally they were hurt and scarred in some ways, and that definitely could lead to a lot of hang-ups as well.
Were you initially reluctant to share with people what you did when you first started? Were you embarrassed?
No, I really wasn't. And what was crazy is I remember getting a phone call one day. I think I'd been in the industry like 3 months. I'd shot Playboy and Penthouse and Hustler. And I got a phone call from a nurse I worked with. And she says, do you know that you're on like every magazine cover this month? And I was like, because I thought they were going to release them one at a time, like over the next couple years.
Right.
I didn't know that everything came out in the first month. So yeah. I ran to the newsstand and I bought a couple issues and I placed all my magazines like directly in front so everybody can see them. I was thrilled.
Right.
It was exciting.
How do you spend your free time? Do you have any free time? It seems like you and Evan are just nonstop, you know, between coasts, engagements, this, that. You've got this whole mainstream thing happening now with, you know, you've done the Playboy Channel. You had your own show. Do you, what do you do to decompress?
Believe it or not, we travel. We love to travel. We just came back from Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji. We love to travel. Both of us he's been to like 90 countries. I've been to like 50. We really enjoy.
And you're not doing any work when you're traveling. You're not sneaking appearance.
Always a little. he gets the webcam out, and I do like chats or we do photos because he's a photographer. But we enjoy going to other countries and meeting other people and sampling, you know, everything that the world has to offer.
What's profound in your life? Is there something that you identify with that would allow somebody to see another side of you, perhaps an intellectual side? Or
I love science. My major was biology. I wanted to be a doctor, and so I read. I have a library, a really nice library at home, and I read a lot of. I read Scientific American. I read like
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, On the Origin of Species. I have a lot of books that really bring me back. You know, I even have books of my childhood. You know, I read everything from Mr. Popper's Penguins. You know, because I love those books. It's funny because. I was doing actually homework with my stepson one day, and he was so surprised that I knew so much, you know. And I said, "Honey, I went through this," you know. And he was like, "Oh, yeah, I guess I should pay attention."
Favorite seduction scene in a Hollywood movie?
Anything with Monica Bellucci. I think she's absolutely
she's
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
So anything with her. I remember when I saw her at the Cannes Film Festival.
Bill Postino, right?
Yeah.
Bill Postino, what a beautiful movie.
But when I saw her, I was just like, oh, take me with you anywhere. I have a crush on her.
All right, Monica, if you're watching. which could lead us into porn and politics. Cicciolina, who was an Italian porn star and married to the artist whose name escapes me now, Jeff Koons.
Okay.
Then ran for parliament and won in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. Any political aspirations when you decide that maybe you want to move or make a transition to another area?
No, but I would definitely like to use, you know, because I have background in nursing. I was telling my husband that, you know, in the near future, I would like to travel to other countries and use my nursing skills and help, you know, work as a humanitarian and put to use, you know, what I've learned and help people in need. Because I think that nurses and doctors are extremely undervalued and there's not that many of them.
Have you done any USO tours? I know Henry Rollins does a lot. And
I have.
Being from the military, that must be incredibly uplifting for the troops.
I have. I've done a few, I think two. And they were amazing. And I think one of the best parts is being able to reach people with who I am. Because let's face it, a lot of people are fans of porn, but it's not so accessible to them.
All right. You know, you've generated the mainstream market. Do you think you'll move into this more and more? Or will you always, pardon the pun, straddle the fence between the adult and the mainstream?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that mainstream has definitely always been a goal of mine. When I started in the industry, you know, I had come from mainstream modeling when I was a teenager, And when I got into the adult industry, I always thought, like I said, that the two could cross over and the two could blend together. And you know, there were girls before me, you know, Tracy Lords, Jenna Jameson, that were able to kick down a lot of doors for me and make it easier. So I always think of it as a bonus because it's definitely something extra.
Right.
You know, being able to go out there and promote my adult to the mainstream world. It's a whole new audience.
Right. What would you like to say to the prudes out there who might be, you know, just fuming that you could make this transition into the mainstream sector?
Well, to quote my friend Larry Flynt, I think I would just say, relax, it's just sex. You know, everybody had to have sex to get here.
Right.
You know,
it's not
two
violence.
People don't have to kill each other, but two people have to have sex.
Right. And how about, what advice do you have for parents who might be mortified to find out or learn that their kids might be considering this as a livelihood, the adult industry?
My advice to anyone that thinks about getting into the industry is definitely to get a good lawyer, because you don't want to sign a bad contract. But porn, you know, especially with where it's moving, it's an excellent way to make a living. This is my business. You know, at night I go home and I eat dinner like everybody else and I live my life. But during the day I have sex on camera. And I think that, you know, my father, like I said, told me, listen, Linda, you know, you are a beautiful young woman. You're an enterprising young woman. You have sex for a living. You don't hurt anybody. It's not illegal. The adult business is for adults.
Right.
You know, you're not doing anything
wrong. That's a very
wrong.
Good point. It's for adults.
It's for adults.
Yeah.
It's not for children, and it's not for anyone that's, if you're offended by it, don't look at it.
Right.
You don't have to look at it. It's not in your face. And I think that, you know, that is one thing about this country, because we are so Puritan. You don't see porn movies in the window. And that's a good thing, because I would agree with that too. Although I am extremely liberal, I do have a lot of conservative views when it comes to my business.
Right. You're a libertarian, then.
Yes,
perhaps.
I am. Yeah. Registered libertarian.
All right. I was going to say, the irony as well, and Richard and I were talking about this earlier, my partner, is like, you look at a giant conglomerate like Time Warner.
Who makes the most money from porn, make no mistake.
Thank you. Thank you for
make
sharing
no
that.
Make no mistake. Yeah. They are the highest on the ladder when it comes to the making the money. Yeah,
thanks
absolutely.
Thanks for sharing that. The other thing I noticed is that unlike your husband, you're not heavily tattooed, which I think is nice, because I'm kind of tired and over that. But you do have one very tasteful tattoo, and I must share with you, when I interviewed Giselle, she has a similar tattoo in the same place.
Okay.
She has a star as well, and she told me her story. Why do you have a star on your wrist?
I got these stars. They're shining stars, and when I got them, to me, I felt that I had arrived. You know, I put them on my wrist because they're just, I look at them, and when people say you're a star, I look at it as, I make a lot of people happy. I'm very proud of my work, and I bring a lot of pleasure to people. So I just look at those. It's a constant reminder of my good life.
Fantastic. Where would you like to go? How would you like to move forward into the future? What would you like to see your brand accomplish?
I would love to venture into uncharted territory, which would be acting. I would love to act. I would love to host a late night show like David Letterman and just entertain people. And I like to make people laugh. I like to make people smile. These days, I make a lot of people smile. And I would like to venture into that, absolutely. And I would like to make TerraVision the number one brand when it comes to classy adult.
Fantastic. Well, continued success. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
This will be on
me.
iTunes and everywhere else. We're helping you penetrate the mainstream market.
Literally.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
to the game. Anybody know my name? Keep on sending your prayers, find a way to shift the blame. Draining all the blood from your veins, because I'm God. I'm gonna set you free from your chains, because I'm God. Does anybody know? Anybody know my name? If you're a naughty little girl, Mr. Simon's gonna lead you astray. Give you 40 days because I'm God. And then I'll rip it up and start it again.
I'd like to thank today's sponsor, Ultimate Ear Headphones, for the finest in earbud technology. There's no one better than ultimateears.com. And we'd like to thank today's music guest, The Gents. That was a track called God. You can check them out at iotapromonet.com. And of course on iTunes. This is Dusty Wright for The Culture Catch. We hope you enjoyed yourself. We'll see you soon. Converge is the word.
Go!